This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Tuesday the situation in four parts of Ukraine he claimed to have annexed earlier this year is becoming extremely difficult. Speaking to members of Russian security services in Moscow, Putin highlighted Donetsk and Luhansk areas in eastern Ukraine, as well as Kherson and Zaporizhia to the south.
Особо хочу отметить подразделения органов безопасности, которые начали действовать в новых регионах России. Да, вам сейчас трудно. Обстановка в Донецкой и Луганской народных
республиках. Said the people living there, the citizens of Russia, rely on you, on your protection, and it is your duty to do everything necessary to ensure their security, rights, and freedoms as much as possible. Russia has never fully controlled any of the four areas that were part of Putin's September annexation claim. His move was rejected by the international community. Last month, Russian fighters were forced out of the regional capital of the southern Kherson region after a months-long Ukrainian counteroffensive. Putin called Tuesday for Russia's top security agency, the FSB, to burst surveillance at the country's borders and within the country in order to combat new threats from abroad and, in his words, traitors at home. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Tuesday the United Nations was unacceptably delaying sending officials to Ukraine to inspect drones used by Russia that Western allies say were supplied by Iran, and he called for an explanation. Russia has denied its forces used Iranian drones in Ukraine and argues there is no mandate for UN officials to travel to Kyiv to investigate the origin of the drones. Iran has acknowledged it had supplied Moscow with drones but said they were sent before Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Britain, France, Germany, the United States, and Ukraine say the supply of Iranian drones to Russia violates a 2015 UN Security Council resolution enshrining the Iran nuclear deal. In a report to the Security Council this month, Antonio Guterres said UN officials were examining available information on the drones. This is VOA News. In a report, the Associated Press has found police around the world are seizing on mass surveillance technology, initially mobilized for COVID-19 contact tracing purposes, but now used for other purposes. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Citizens believed government officials needed their private data to deploy new tech, like cell phone apps and facial recognition technology, to help stop the spread of coronavirus early in the pandemic. The AP has found authorities shared the data with law enforcement and spy agencies, targeted communities, and halted travel for activists. In Jerusalem last year, Israel's Internal Security Agency used contact tracing to send threatening texts to hundreds of Arabs, many of whom say they just lived or worked in an area near a mosque where there was civil unrest.
Somebody put a target on you.
Gilgan Moore is an attorney with the Association for Civil Rights in Israel.
Something that is unacceptable in a democracy.
I'm Jennifer King.
Germany has convicted a 97-year-old former secretary at a World War II Nazi camp. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The court ruled that Irmgard Fuschner was an accessory to murder in over 10,000 cases for her role as a secretary to the SS commander of the Nazi Stutthof concentration camp during World War II. The defendant was alleged to have aided and abetted those in charge of the camp in the systematic killing of those imprisoned there between June 1943 and April 1945 in her function as a stenographer and typist. The German news agency DPA has reported that Fuschner received a two-year suspended sentence in line with prosecutors' demands. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nurses in Britain went on strike Tuesday for the second time in a week as they seek better pay to keep up with soaring living costs. The strike involves up to 100,000 nurses from the Royal College of Nursing Union, which said it would give the government 48 hours following Tuesday to respond to its demands or face another strike next month. The union is asking for a raise that puts pay 5% above inflation, a figure the government says it cannot afford. The strike comes as other sectors prepare their own actions in coming weeks as they seek to resolve pay disputes. Ambulance crews are due to go on strike Wednesday. Railway staff, passport officers, and postal workers also plan work stoppages. European Union regulators said Tuesday Amazon has agreed to make major changes to its business practices to settle antitrust investigations that found the e-commerce giant gave itself an unfair advantage over rival merchants. Amazon promised to give products from rival sellers equal visibility in the buy box, a prime area on its website that leads to higher sales. The commission said it has accepted the commitments from Amazon, which allows the company to avoid a legal battle with EU's top antitrust watchdog. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.